This is Earth and Sky. In your garden, earthworms do good things for the soil.
But in the sugar maple forests around the Great Lakes, they're changing the natural balance of the forest ecosystem. Spring wildflowers are disappearing in many places, so are the maple seedlings that produce the next generation of trees.
There are no native earthworms in the northern half of North America. 10,000 years ago, this area was covered by a vast glacier. All native worms died under the ice. Since then, plant species evolved to depend on a deep layer of decaying leaves that takes up to 5 years to decompose.
But in the last century, about a dozen species of European earthworms were brought to the area. These worms have been good for farms and gardens, but not for forest soils. The worms eat the leaf litter that forest plants depend on. When worms move in, the forest floor loses about 3/4 of its plant species.
The worm invasion moves slowly. It expands by just a few meters each year. But the worms get accidental help from fishermen who dump their bait at the end of the day and from cars and trucks that carry soil and worm egg cases in their tire treads. For more information, check the links at earthsky.com. Special thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and to the U.S. Forest Service. We're Blockin' Bird for Earth and Sky.